time for the Cherryvale Coach's Corner here on the Mighty 690. Coach's Corner is brought to you by Sonic of Cherryvale.
Basketball season here in Southeast Kansas, and we're bringing back our Coach's Corner program to catch up with all the action around the area. And we're joined now by the newest boys head coach of the Cherryvale Chargers, and that is Brett Gilchrist. And Coach Gilchrist, so great to talk to you. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm nice to meet you and looking forward to this.
Absolutely. And Coach, like we've been kind of talking about all week with some coaches around the area, it's a small sample size this year, just a couple games into the season. But through your first couple games of the year, what have you seen from your group that you like? What have you seen from your group that you're going to be working on in practice?
You know, I think the biggest challenge for us right now has just been discipline. You know, we've unfortunately kind of faced a couple of really tough opponents to open up with in Riverton and Sedan, and both of those teams really like to pressure the basketball. They really like to make it work every single inch on that court. And with so many young guys just playing varsity for the first time, you know, it's been pretty challenging for them to kind of rise to that occasion. On the flip side of that, though, I think it has prepared us well because, we've kind of seen kind of the worst of the worst in a lot of ways. And so it's given us a lot of film very early on that we can use as some teachable moments and really talk to our kids about kind of navigating some of these really challenging circumstances and how to kind of break momentum when a team starts getting on a roll and what we can do to really try to control a little more of how the game is played. You know, when Riverton's got a 6'9 kid getting recruited by a Big 12 school, you gotta really bring it, and your margin for error is not very big. And so I think seeing that early on, it's not fun, don't get me wrong, but I think it's given us some things that we can talk about that we otherwise might not have realized.
Absolutely. And Coach, something we've talked about, of course, you're playing in the Yates Center tournament where like Neo Deshae is playing West Elk. You mentioned Sedan. A lot of area teams that I think it's a good opportunity for you and your group to see where you stand and see where you stack up with some of those teams very early in the season, but a cool opportunity to kind of see where you hold your own against some teams you may see down the road.
Absolutely. You know, we had Sedan Tuesday, and you know, they've got a group that's been together for a long time that has played a lot of varsity basketball, and it showed. You know, they really withstood some of our early efforts to kind of mitigate the pressure. And, you know, all of a sudden they come out in the second quarter, they go on a roll, and we just didn't have the ability to really answer it at that time. And so I think it's given us these opportunities to really try to figure out how we put these puzzle pieces together, how we blend our returning cast mates. You know, we only had three of them, and so how do we blend those together with, you know, six or seven newcomers?
And Coach, you mentioned having a couple of returners, and of course, the big name being Stetson Schaefer, and something that Coach Vaughn said during football season, of course, we know what he's capable of as an athlete and as a player, but his leadership has really elevated a level. That's what Coach Vaughn told us during football season. So what's it like having a player with not just the talent of Stetson, but the experience and the leadership that he brings to the table? I'm sure that helps your underclassmen quite a bit.
You know, I think that's always helpful when you have a kid that, in his case, has played varsity sports really since he was a true freshman and gotten a lot of playing time each of those seasons. You know, the biggest thing for us is, unfortunately, he's having to learn at the same rate some of these kids are having to learn because he is adjusting to a new coach. He is adjusting to new expectations. You know, that's hard when you've had the same coach for 3 years and now going into your last season, you kind of get thrown a curveball a little bit. And so I've been really happy with the way everyone has worked to try to adjust to kind of how we want to do things. And they've really been willing to try to experiment with some things as we try to figure out, you know, what's going to be the best way to play basketball for our roster. And that really goes on both ends of the floor. We're still trying to decide, you know, how do these puzzle pieces work defensively and offensively to give us the best chance that we can have.
It's a new era of basketball for the Cherryvale Chargers under head coach Brett Gilchrist, and they look to have a strong end to the weekend at the Yates Center Tournament this weekend. Coach Gilchrist, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. We look forward to talking to you again next week.
I appreciate it as well. Thank you so much.
This has been the Cherryvale Coach's Corner, brought to you by Sonic of Cherryvale. Tune in Fridays on the Mighty 690 for all the latest in Cherryvale basketball.